We talk a lot about heartbreak on this show. We talk a lot about how you get over breakups. So when I saw the headline at wired.co.uk, how a PTSD expert developed a viable cure for heartbreak, I knew we had to have that expert on the show. Dr. Alain Brunet, psychologist, professor of psychiatry at McGill University, and the creator of what's known as reconsolidation therapy, potentially a cure for heartbreak. Hello, Dr. Brunet. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Savage. I'm very good. Thank you.
So tell us about this PTSD cure that you have applied now to traumatic breakups and to heartbreak and how it works.
Well, reconsolidation therapy is a six-session therapy that we've been developing over the years at the Douglas Research Center. I'm a scientist practitioner, which means that my job is to conduct research in the field of psychotherapy. So we've been trying to weaken the strength of an emotional memory for several years. And eventually, we became very successful at this and treated hundreds of people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And then we became interested in widening the field of application of this new treatment. And it turns out that we have developed the technology and the capacity to weaken pretty much any emotional memory which elicits symptoms of distress that would, in other words, bring someone to seek professional help. So it seemed like quite a natural thing to try to help people who have undergone a romantic betrayal, which is how we call the people that we recruit in our study. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that they are suffering from an adjustment disorder, and they would have sought professional help. So we've been offering this novel experimental treatment for a few years now, and I've obtained quite some good success. And I need to mention here my doctoral student, Michelle Lanigan, who recently defended her thesis at McGill using this new treatment with her patients.
For heartbreak.
For romantic betrayal, which can include heartbreak.
So explain how reconsolidation therapy works. You say it's a six-session treatment program. It's not just talk therapy.
No, actually, there's very little talk. Reconsolidation therapy evolved from our most recent understanding in the field of neuroscience and how memory works. So when you form and when you undergo a new experience, you form a memory of that experience. This memory begins to be formed within minutes and takes 2 to 5 hours to become what we call consolidated. And once the memory is consolidated, it is deemed to be permanent, and it has been transferred from your working memory to your long-term memory, a little bit like ROM and RAM, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so reconsolidation therapy consists in recalling a memory and trying to weaken it with a drug that we call a reconsolidation blocker. Every time you recall a memory, it needs to be saved again to long-term memory storage, which means that every time it needs to be saved again, there is a window of opportunity to try to interfere with that recording. And that's exactly what we attempt to do with propranolol. Propranolol is an old drug. It's no longer under patent. It's a drug for heart disease, and it has certain properties that we've been interested in. And essentially, it weakens the emotional memory. In other words, you still remember the whole event, but it is less emotional. And in as much as your symptoms emanate from that memory, if you weaken the strength of that memory, your symptoms will decrease. It's the same thinking than in the case of PTSD. So you experience a traumatic event and you have symptoms that emanate from this memory. And if we decrease the strength of that memory, we will decrease your symptoms.
So when you say interfere with that recording, you have a session where the patient or the heartbreak sufferer, the PTSD sufferer, is administered this drug, and then they recall this memory, and because that drug is in their system, they won't remember it as intensely, or they won't remember it as traumatically because the drug flattens them out emotionally. How does the drug interfere with the recording? It doesn't erase the memory. It's not like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Memory isn't gone. It's just remembered differently or felt differently in memory.
It's better than Eternal Sunshine. I'll tell you why it's better, because you still remember everything. It's not true that most people want their memories to be erased. The fact is that most people want to remember and keep their memories. They just want the memories to stop hurting. And so reconsolidation therapy is a mixture between a recall procedure and a drug called propranolol. The drug alone by itself will not work, and the recall procedure by itself will not work. This is a novel transdisciplinary treatment which combines a mild form of psychotherapy, if you like, with a medication. And it is the combination of the two which is effective. So you want to know how it works more specifically?
Yes, please.
Well, we have people write an account of their emotional memory on the first visit, and then we have them read it to us under the influence of propranolol, which has been taken, ingested 1 hour earlier. And we do this on 6 occasions. And in each treatment, we have a number of specific instructions that we give to the patient to make sure that the memory is really reactivated. So there are some active instructions that we give the patient to make sure that the memory will really unlock and become vulnerable again to the drug. And so we do this 6 times, and every week we give the patients a self-report questionnaire, mm-hmm. which allows us to really gauge their improvement. And typically, over the course of a 6-week treatment, people improve dramatically. And actually, most people are feeling much better after 4 treatments. And after 6 treatments, we have a very... very interesting success rate.
And so doing these studies, have you done control groups where some people just recounted the memory but weren't given the drug, and others were given the drug but didn't recount the memory?
So in terms of the method, we've really tested all the mechanics of it with PTSD patients. Mm-hmm. So most of that has been investigated with PTSD patients that who suffer from an even more emotional memory, if I could say, because they were literally confronted to death. It's a confrontation with death. And so we've done all those tests. We've completed several randomized controlled trials. One of them was published in the American Journal of Psychiatry in 2018. And consisted in comparing the recall procedure performed either under placebo or under the reconsolidation blocker propranolol. And we showed that those who did the recall procedure under propranolol improved much more than those who did it under placebo.
Can I run my getting over your broken heart techniques by you and get your professional opinion?
You could.
I always recommend pot and ice cream in that order, and getting out of the house and hanging out with your friends and going to the gym. Do you think that would be effective? Maybe not as effective. And are there degrees and scales here? Is this treatment going to be recommended, or would you recommend it to anybody who's had a run of the mill breakup? Or is this for secret second families? Is this for, you know, ran off with my sister? Is this for, you know, super traumatic breakups? And some breakups are incredibly traumatic, but sometimes I think when we're in the throes of a kind of a routine breakup, we may experience it as traumatic for the first few weeks and then look back and not feel as traumatized as we did the night it happened.
You know, I think that many people trivialize breakups. Certainly not you, I'm sure of that. But we all know that breakups is the fabric with which Greek tragedies have been made. And who would dare to say that a Greek tragedy does not portray something very profound and very, you know, the human, about the human suffering. So we've been interested in working with people who suffered a romantic betrayal. So this means that there was really a major letdown and even a deception in this type of breakup. And so I would not recommend this type of treatment for the run-of-the-mill type of breakup. And I think that you may have several suggestions for those people.
But I do.
And I think that they are worth trying. But if you are experiencing a more severe breakup, which involves some kind of betrayal, you would probably receive a diagnosis from a professional, a mental health professional. And that diagnosis would likely be adjustment disorder. And so we've been offering this type of treatment to people suffering from adjustment disorder. And the people were profoundly satisfied with this treatment.
So if there's anybody out there listening who feels that they qualify, that perhaps they're suffering from an adjustment disorder, that their breakup really was mm-hmm. traumatic, and they might be interested in receiving this treatment, where do they have to go? Mm-hmm. Online, or how can they find their way to this treatment if they're interested?
They can call us at 514-761-6131, extension 3492, and they can leave a message on our confidential voicemail. We also have a Facebook page called Surviving Romantic Betrayal, Healing Heartbreak 101. So those are the two places where they can most easily find us. And otherwise, if they want to Google me, or, you know, there's also a lot of material out there on the web. But we are still accepting and recruiting study participants. You know, we will gladly answer all requests that we receive.
Dr. Alain Brunet, psychologist, professor of psychiatry at McGill University and creator of the Reconsolidation Therapy. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone today. It was a fascinating conversation.
My pleasure.